Thank you very much, Chair. Will be brief. My delegation believes that the focus on these weapon systems should focus on risk mitigation and also on the need to avoid them, which is our duty. Now, human control is fundamental, and it should be accompanied with physical measures that will prevent these weapons from ending in the hands of non-state actors and other forms of proliferation. We have serious concerns related to software because software can be a subject of attacks by state and non-state actors, and laws also are in this situation, and they are not immune to vulnerabilities that we have identified for regular weapon systems. And laws will be particularly vulnerable to cyber attacks. And also, there's a possibility that these systems, during interaction on the battlefield, can have their software damaged. And if there's no human control, then perhaps there'll be a situation where the operation cannot abort it. And this means that any machine may lead to great loss of lives and damage to infrastructure. And this is especially the case for fully autonomous weapons. Now, laws do represent a concern from the point of view of cybersecurity, and when such systems are deployed, especially when outside of regular communication links, little time will be available to detect any problems with the systems. And we can see that, see these machines in these situations make us ask a question: will it be possible to combat these situations of vulnerability of these machines at a distance? And this is why we reiterate once again to ensure that there is meaningful human control. Also, we believe that confidence-building measures are indeed a very important tool, something that has been implemented with success in other disarmament forums that we participate in, for example, on the Convention on Biological Weapons, but they're not sufficient in the case of laws. And my delegation, together with other delegations, will continue to insist on the need to have a legally binding instrument as the most effective measure to avoid and eliminate any risks related to the employment of such weapon systems. Thank you.